You're listening to the Forest Hill Podcast. This episode is part of a bi-weekly series discussing families, parenting, and how you can continue to be the spiritual leader of your home. To watch our services live or find a campus nearest you, visit foresthill.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Forest Hill Parent Podcast, where we want to inspire parents to make faith in Jesus a priority in their families. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd. It is always good to be with you. And I've got some good friends around the table with me today. Some of our staff with the Kids at FHC Ministry and the Advanced Student Ministry. I've got Melissa Blankenberg, Lauren Burris, and Peter B., a.k.a. Peter Bostanzik. So thank you all for joining us on the podcast today. Why don't y'all take a minute to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Melissa Blankenberg, and I am the Director of Kids at our Ballantyne campus.
Hey, everybody. My name is Lauren Burris, and I am the student pastor at our Ballantyne campus as well.
My name is Peter Bostanzik. I'm one of the Big Kids Life Group directors at our South Park campus.
Very good. Good to have y'all here. Well, let's start into this conversation. I wanted us to talk today about the importance of students volunteering in their church. We are a church that values all people, but specifically when it comes to our student ministry, we want to empower them to volunteer throughout the kids and the student ministry because we believe it does something to their faith more than just attending youth group does in a really special and specific way. So, Lauren, why don't you briefly describe the ways that students can connect and serve within the Advanced Student Ministry?
Yeah, we have a lot of ways that students can use their gifts and connect by serving at Advanced. One of those ways is through our hospitality team. They serve pizza. They help with check-in. They also greet our newcomers and make sure that our new students are finding their way around our campuses, but also feeling included and that they belong at our campus. Another way that our students can get involved is by being a life group leader. Our high school students can lead our middle school groups, which is an awesome opportunity for them to lead their peers really in faith. Other ways that they can get involved are through program. They can give messages. They can be on our worship team. They can give messages. And those are some other ways that they can get involved.
That's great. Peter, how are students serving within the kids at FHC Ministry?
Yeah, so currently we have a couple different ways that students can serve within our ministry. Primary one being life group leaders. So life group leaders all the way down, you know, through our nursery, all the way up through fifth grade. And like Lauren was saying, even into advance, we have students serving there. We also have production assistants. A lot of those are middle schoolers, but we do have a couple of high schoolers there. Life group assistants in little kids, so the toddlers, the infants, those are typically middle school kids who serve there. And then we also have student interns who are kind of like an extension of our life group directors who help out with the day-to-day kind of process on Sundays. And they help out with whatever's kind of needed from the life group director. And then last, and certainly not least, Camp Rock, which is a big one for a lot of our students. They just rave about Camp Rock, which is, you know, a four-day camp up in the mountains where they lead a group of 3 to 6 kids. And it's a really great experience for those students. So those are a couple ways that they can serve.
Definitely.
Kids at FHC.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for sharing that. And the thing that y'all are saying that I really, really love is that there's pretty much a place for anybody to volunteer to connect and to serve within our kids and student ministry. That's really great. So for a question for Melissa and Lauren, why do we believe in students volunteering within our ministries in the first place?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things I love to see is the students and the passion that they have for Christ. And so for us, as we watch them serve as life group leaders with our, especially our big kids area, our high school students, their passion just pours over into the children that they're leading. And so it makes what they're learning engaging and exciting for our kids. And then it's like, oh, what do you have? Like, what is it about you that is making you so excited and the love that you have? And so it's just pouring into them just their passion for Christ.
That's great.
Yeah, and, you know, teenagers, it's a hard season, and they're looking for a place to belong and a place where they can be used and contribute. And we believe in students volunteering because it empowers them not only to use their gifts, but they own the ministry. Mm-hmm. So when they walk in our doors, they're seeing their peers leading. They're seeing their peers at every checkpoint. And that makes it inclusive, it makes it warm and welcoming, and it gives them a place to belong and to Definitely. Participate and contribute to what God's doing in our church.
One of the scriptures that really impacts me when it comes to empowering students to volunteer is when Jesus teaches about the house on sand and the house built on rock. Is Jesus says, my followers are those who hear what I teach and put it into practice. Right. They're the ones who build their house on rock, a firm foundation, in comparison to those who only hear but don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can do our students a disservice by saying, here's the good news of Jesus Christ, here's teaching to apply to your life, and then not have an opportunity for them to actually live it out or to experiment with it or try it for the first time. Right. So, and I think this moves both forward and backwards for a student's faith, kind of, Lauren, what you were saying, is that it's a place to belong. And so we even have some spaces for students who aren't totally sure about their relationship with God yet, where they can volunteer too, and that may open their hearts to God and a relationship with Him. But especially for those who would call themselves Christians or followers of Christ, that we put them in this position, and it grows their faith in some ways that we'll talk about in just a minute. So when it comes to that area, how have you seen students' faith impacted by serving in the kids' ministry or serving in the student ministry? Melissa, why don't you take that one first?
Yeah, I think especially at Camp Rock, we see a lot of students that come, maybe that are nervous for the first time of leading a group of kids and just walking them through and learning themselves, all that we are teaching them for that week, and just seeing the students just engage with it, and some of them maybe engaging with it for the first time, and then leading their kids to a deeper understanding. And so it's going both ways of not only learning deeper themselves, but then teaching what they're learning during that time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have two really great examples of students who were given opportunities to use their gifts during their time at Advance, and now as young adults are just have a good direction of where they're going and how they want to use those gifts. And one of those, a senior who graduated last year, was given the opportunity to grow musically. She's a phenomenal instrumentalist and vocalist, and she was developed not only by our adult worship team, but with our Advance student ministry as well. And now she has taken a gap year from school to write an EP and is now working part-time for the church and doing what she experienced. So she's developing students at our Fort Mill campus, both musically and in worship there. And then we have another student who traveled to Haiti 4 times and really found a calling to students actually in Haiti and to the orphans there and helping with her hands and her feet by serving the Lord there. And she says, you know, like, when God made me, He made me with Haitian dirt. And she is now down there serving until December. She'll be down there for 3 months and may continue this spring before she continues her education. So these are just some great ways that students, when they find their gifts, when they are in high school or middle school, they're going to have some direction, but a better direction as young adults when they're pursuing their education or the dreams that God has given them.
That's really great. It can totally unlock a calling that God may have in their lives. And so if we didn't have these opportunities, we may miss, or students may miss. We know God's in charge over it all, but we can participate in helping unlock a student's future vocation or ministry or even into their career, what that looks like. And you gave a couple great examples. There's a couple people on staff who are interns or, you know, they're part of the student development program where they volunteered in the children's ministry and they had conversations where they said, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. Yeah, right. I found it. Yeah. And how many of us, maybe those around this table, who kind of wandered into college and like, what am I supposed to do with my life? Yeah. Where am I going? What am I doing? And to be able to give some of these leaders the gift of clarity. And not that it solves everything, but it gives them some direction. Peter, you specifically you grew up at Forest Hill Church, and now you're on full-time staff, and you were a volunteer as a high schooler. So mm-hmm. tell us about that experience a little bit and how it shaped your faith in life.
Yeah, so like you said, I did grow up here at Forest Hill, and I served in the kids' ministry with 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. I moved up with my group each year, and I started in high school, and I think what originally got me hooked was going to Camp Rock and serving there and feeling the energy and seeing kids grow and express their faith in such an awesome way. And I knew that was something that I wanted to be a part of. And I think that that was one thing that really got me just hooked on kids ministry in general was they do, and this is kind of cliche, but they do have such a childlike faith, and they can express things, and they just completely walk into situations that I'm blown away by their faith and how they just believe, like, no matter what. And, you know, I feel like adults, we tend to ask so many questions and just sometimes we're like, is this God, or is mm-hmm. or am I just like getting lucky? And these kids are just like, no, like that's God. and so that was one really big thing. And having the opportunity to move up with these kids, I got to know them pretty well. And I went to college and I worked at a YMCA resident camp for a little bit. But coming back to Charlotte, I was at a Hornets game last year and I saw one of my kids from my life group.
Yes.
And we kind of like made eye contact like 2 or 3 times. And I was like, Sam? And he was like, Peter. And I was like, what's up,
and
dude?
The slow motion run towards each other.
Yeah, it's yes, but it was and it was awesome. And I mean, and you asked a lot of our high school leaders, I think now, and they remembered their leaders, their life group leaders who made such an impact on them. And that's another thing that I just love about having high school leaders in our ministry is they bring a type of energy and excitement. I think Melissa, you were talking about this earlier. They bring a type of energy and excitement that is just unmatched. And they have the opportunity to bring the energy like of camp back to our exploratoriums and art studios mm-hmm. and stuff on Sundays. And that's just a really exciting thing. So,
I love that mm-hmm. because the whole idea that when you were, 10th grader, 11th grader, 12th mm-hmm. grader, Sam was in that group or wherever, whoever it was, but they look up and go, I want to be you mm-hmm. one day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my students at my campus out there in Fort Mill a couple years ago who was dying to be a Camp Rock counselor from his very first year, like mm-hmm. his third grade year. He's like, I'm going to be you one day, pointing at a counselor. And he became one. Mm-hmm. And now he's a dynamic and fantastic Camp Rock counselor when he goes. Those are great stories of how just the different ways that student serving can impact their lives and the lives of those mm-hmm. that they lead and serve. So, Melissa, what are some ways that middle and high school students can get involved serving with kids at FHC?
Yeah, we have all kinds of ways that kids can get involved. For middle school specifically, they can work with our little kids. So they can be assistant life group leaders or life group leaders, you know, with our 2s, 3s, and 4s. And then for high schoolers, we have just with our big kids on Sunday mornings, they can be life group leaders or assistant leaders. They can be subs. They can work and help with production if they don't feel like they mm-hmm. they could be a leader and they like the technology and all of that. Production's a great way to be involved. Also as storytellers, some of our best storytellers that we have are high school students who are just so passionate and engaging with the kids. So it's fun to see them leading on Sunday morning in that capacity. And then, like Peter was mentioning, Camp Rock is a huge opportunity in the summer. And so we have 2 weeks of camp in the summer. So for rising freshmen in high school, all the way up through rising seniors, they can be counselors for 1 week. And then even for our college students, we have a way for them to be involved with as our senior counselor. And then lastly, for our juniors and seniors, we do have the high school student leader development program. And so it's really partnering with a life group director at mm-hmm. their campus, and they are their right-hand man for the life group director. Yeah. And so it's a great way for them to continue developing their leadership on a Sunday morning.
Great. And what's the literal way for them to actually get plugged in? Like, this Sunday's coming up. Who do they talk to? Where do they go?
Yeah, they can reach out to their campus director for kids, or if they don't know who that is, they can talk with someone in advance, and they can get them connected to the right person, or they can fill out the Connect card if they're in service on Sunday morning and just check that you're interested in volunteering with kids.
Perfect. That's great. Lauren, how about you? What are some ways that middle and high school students can get involved serving with Advance?
Yeah, so at all of our campuses, we have a student leadership team, and that student leadership team comprises of both middle schoolers and high schoolers. And at Ballantyne, the way that we implement that is that we have our student leadership team, and then you can become an intern. And as you progress through your faith and as you mature in age, you can eventually become a mentor. Mm-hmm. And in each stage, your responsibilities can grow, your opportunities get larger. Yep. So you can move from hospitality and production into running program during the summer or being the worship leader or on the worship team. Yep. And so that we were very intentional about taking the time in those first steps to develop you spiritually, to develop your skills in hospitality, so that you can move up and have more opportunities and move you in the right direction depending on your gifts. And the way that students can get involved in that is just by finding their student pastor or their associate student pastor and being like, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on here. And we will get them plugged in.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So when I think about just some of the foundational pieces to students volunteering is we have expectations. So once they enter in, there are going to be expectations for, you know, it might be a weekly commitment or biweekly commitment. Mm-hmm. But then there's also some character traits. So you were talking about maturity. Mm-hmm. But I think about, you know, kind of that baseline is we look for kind of the commitment side or a faithfulness to the commitment that they're making. They demonstrate some sort of humility or a willingness to talk about it.
Right.
A leader on the stage is a servant in the crowd. That's kind of what I always say. But then open to growing in their faith. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect in faith. No one is complete in their spiritual growth. And they come from all over the place. Like we say, we have some non-Christians who volunteer in our children and student ministry. Mm-hmm. And then there are some strong Christians. Mm-hmm. But it's an openness to faith and growing in that wherever you are. And so that would y'all add anything to that as kind of the starting point for what we look for in our volunteers as they commit?
Yeah, I think the willingness to want to serve and to be a part is really the number one thing that we're looking for. If they're willing, we can use willingness, because if they're willing, they're going to be humble, they're going to be kind for the most part, and that's gold to work with, that willingness.
Yeah, I would also say, I mean, definitely the willingness, and, you know, for kids, like, we pretty much hand you everything you need for a Sunday morning, and so you don't have to have all the answers, but again, just willing to be there and being committed to the kids in your life group, because they look up to you and they count on you being there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we provide really word for word what you need to say.
Yeah.
And so just being there and supporting and loving them.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, they're not going to be alone
in
their volunteering and their service.
Yep.
We're going to walk with them. They're going to have adults walking through with them, whether it's an adult volunteer or staff. And we want to be intentional about that. So when they don't have the answers to the questions, they can come find us and ask. And we can walk alongside them to help them find the answers to the questions.
Yeah, and when I was a high school life group leader, I needed a lot of help. Jenny Schmidt, who was on a previous parent podcast, she still tells the story that my boys were just like wild and out, just out of control. And she had to pull me aside and be like, you have to discipline them. And my response was, but Jenny, what? They won't think I'm cool then. And she was like, no, they still will, but you have to give them that structure. And so kind of speaking to what Lauren was saying, like we are walking beside them and for some of us, we were there, and so it's a just great opportunity to even just get to know your life group director, and for them to kind of coach you and train you up, and it's a huge learning experience. So
well, this has been really, really good. Well, let's all take a moment to share some final thoughts or encouragement to parents to help support or inspire or kind of give a little push to their teenagers to volunteer in one of our ministries of our church.
Yeah, I would say just to help them find the right fit. You know, not every teen is cut out to work with kids, and that's okay. So maybe it's hospitality, maybe it's production. There's so many ways in the church to be involved. And so, you know, finding the right fit for your child and their interest, I think is huge. And just being supportive of that. And I would also say, secondly, I think, you know, if they see that you're serving as their parent, they're going to be more interested in serving growing together, and really making that part of your family's DNA of investing in others and serving together as a family.
Nice.
Yeah, my encouragement to parents would be to value your students and your child's character just as much as you value their mm-hmm. education and their sports. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things that gets in the way of committing to volunteering or even participating at church is sports and chorus and theater and all those great things yep. that also bring out giftings in students. But also those are only things that are going to last through high school, mm-hmm. maybe college if they're lucky and if mm-hmm. they're good enough, but their character is what's going to last forever. And that's what we're really aiming for is yep. raising adults who can contribute to society, who can contribute to the church and the kingdom of God and expand what God is doing, not only in their own lives, but in the lives of their family and in the world, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good.
I think just having a conversation with your student about what it means to serve and how they can serve and just supporting them in that. And it may be that your middle schooler or early high schooler isn't ready for that yet. And they're like, I don't know about that. And that goes back to what we were talking about willingness. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, definitely it does sometimes take a nudge and just be like, are you sure? Like, you might really enjoy this. And I know that's the case for my student intern, Brady, is his mom just needed to give him a nudge. And his dad actually led the life group with him for a couple of years until yeah. Brady was old enough to kind of like fly on his own.
Yeah, that's great.
And so even sometimes just taking those steps, be like, well, if you're nervous about it, like, let's do it together. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. I think just, you know, looking at that, how can you support them and just being willing to listen and be open to different ways to support your kid. So,
yeah. The thing I would add is if you start looking into some of the stats out there, some of the research that's been done about students graduating from high school, graduating from their youth group, and then staying connected to a church on into college and into their adult life, the percentages are pretty low and they can be a little disheartening.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the feedback that you get is if we can incorporate teenagers into the adult worship service mm-hmm. or into a context where they can serve mm-hmm. and learn to own their faith, that it increases the likelihood that they will stay connected to a church
right.
and in mm-hmm. ministry, yeah. into college and on into their adult lives. Yeah. So that's one of the main reasons that we do it, is to contribute to their future mm-hmm. In the present at this time. Well, thank you all for joining us on the podcast. It's been a blast.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to see what comes of it as parents partner with their sons and daughters to get them plugged in to mm-hmm. volunteer with our ministries. Mm-hmm. Let me say a prayer for our parents, and then we'll wrap it up. God, we thank you for all the students who currently serve in our ministries at all our campuses. We are so grateful, and we believe in them so much. I pray that this podcast would inspire parents to have that conversation with their son or with their daughter about taking that next step to plug in at whatever capacity that they're ready for or their skill set lines them up in the best way. But we believe and we know and we have some really good stories and experiences where it shapes people's lives and futures and faith right there in the moment as they're leading a life group or they're controlling volume and production or serving in the community or around the globe. So we pray that we would see more and more teenagers volunteer in our church and in their faith in that way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Parent on, parents, you got this.